Welcome to Get Out of the Rut with Thais Glenn, episode number 10.
If you have a life that looks absolutely picture perfect, but you are stuck in a rut, then this is your place. Together, we will recognize who your true self is, feel more empowered to show up the way you desire, and deliberately create the future you enjoy living. So we can get out of the rut, reinvent ourselves, and find the fulfillment we have been looking for. Let's do it.
Hey guys, welcome back. I am excited for this episode because I thought I would spend so much more time thinking about it and really, you know, digging in and understanding what I really wanted to talk about. But after a coaching session that I just had not so long ago, maybe a couple hours ago, I decided to just do it. And it's funny because the episode that I had planned for today, it's called Just Do It, and why that is the worst, you know, advice someone can give you. And I will skip that for a little bit. But when this episode comes in, you will see what I mean with this. So hang in there. And I would say in 2 weeks from now, you will get this Just Do It episode. And it will be very interesting because I see so many people receiving this advice as, you know what, just do it, right? You want to build a business, just do it. Or you want to start a podcast, do it. Be minus work, or you don't need to do it, you know, perfectly. And I find that sometimes really hold you back and you don't even realize. So I personally think that that is one of the worst advice someone can give you. But before we get to that, that would be in a couple of weeks. I wanted to talk to you about something that happened a few years ago with me, that I was able to lose 40 pounds in a very fast and easy way. And when I say that, I had this program that I ran with my clients a while back that it's called Losing Weight Can Be Easy and Fun. And it was a really good program and I really enjoyed teaching it. The key thing of this is that we hear so much that losing weight is very hard, right? And it's almost impossible. And when you get older, it gets so much harder to lose weight, and or you keep on gaining weight all the time. So all of those little things are just thoughts in our mind that we take it as full belief, right? And as I'm talking to you here about weight loss, if you are building a business, I want you to see how these principles fit in. And the reason why is that I applied the same technique to building the business and I created the business that I wanted to. Like I created that goal that I really wanted by using the very same principles here. And the key that, you know, for this to work is that you start to develop your confidence in yourself, right? That belief that you can do it no matter what. So let me start by telling you, why did I decide to lose this weight? It wasn't necessarily the weight that was bothering me. Even though around November or so, I was, you know, cooking Thanksgiving dinner and someone took a picture of me from my back. And as we were looking through all these photos that we have taken, we had some friends over in our house and it was, you know, a big party for Thanksgiving. And as I was looking, I was like, oh my goodness, I am big. And I just had no idea that I had gained so much weight. Have you ever had that when, you know, you see yourself as this normal, natural person, and then all of a sudden you see a picture of you, it's like, oh my goodness, is this how other people see me? And I remember having that shock of, wow, I am very overweight. And I hadn't noticed it yet. And I wasn't very judgmental of myself because I had just moved to a whole new state with little kids and building the house, the stress, the right, it's everything new, schools, trying to get kids to school. All of those things were so stressful that I forgot about myself. I truly did forget that I could take care of myself in a way that was very loving and respectful. So when I talked to my husband, I was just like, I can't believe this happened. How did I gain? It was, you know, a good 40 pounds. And he looked at me and said, well, you realize that you eat s'mores every single day. And it's not only one, it's like two or three, sometimes four s'mores every day. And like, wow, that's true. That is how I was coping with my own, you know, stress or boredom even. Anyways, he was really loving about this. But after Christmas and New Year's, right, I start to just keep that in the back of my mind. So it wasn't like a set goal of I need to lose weight. It was just something with not much pressure, but interesting. Like I just don't feel like my body should be the way it is right now. Not much drama going on. And as I think I already talked about this story here on my workshops for sure, I always talk about this, how I got involved with coaching. It was on the cemetery, just as COVID was starting. We couldn't really go to playgrounds. We're trying to, you know, distance ourselves from people. And I was like, I wonder if I could run. And I decided to try. I had this app, you know, where I could just run for a few minutes. And I tried to do the 30 seconds and I couldn't run for 30 seconds. And then I started beating myself up. I was like, oh my goodness, I can't believe so out of shape and I'm overweight and all this drama going on. And then I was like, well, hold on a second. I know this coaching, all these podcasts and books that I've been reading, and they all say that your thoughts create your results. So I wonder if I think differently, if I would be able to achieve this. And it was just this little tiny 15 seconds goal to run. And, you know, I achieved it. And it was like a few tries, right? I would try for 15 seconds and I was able to run for 7 and then 10 seconds. It's like, yes, I'm doing it. And I kept going, until I ran for this whole 30 seconds. And I celebrated it as if it was the biggest win of my life, because at that time it was. And that was the first time I understood that if I have my thoughts on the right spot, like how can I run? Or I wonder if I can run for 30 seconds. And then it changes a little bit to, come on, I know I can. I know my body and I know I am capable of running for 30 seconds. Let's keep trying. Right. This kind of mindset really drove me to keep on working. Now you can say, oh, come on, like, you know, running 30 seconds, it's not the biggest goal of your life. But at that point it was, because I was really trying to put this process, this coaching, right, that I was learning in practice. And it really worked. So I can't say that for to lose this 40 pounds in less than 6 months, I didn't set that goal. I want to lose 40 pounds. The goal was actually, I wonder if I can run. Right. I just moved to Boston, Massachusetts, and everyone here runs. It's just such a cultural thing almost, where most of our friends go for runs in the morning and evenings. And I thought, you know what, it would be so cool to do it. And that's how I got into this habit of running every day and sometimes twice a day. And then I crossed that 5K mark. I was like, wow, that's pretty cool. I bet I can do this every day to run a 5K. So that started to motivate me to eat better, just because I was, you know, running, and I didn't feel like putting a lot of grease in my body because I wouldn't be able to run later in the day. So little things like this start to change my lifestyle until I start to weigh myself. Like, wow, I am losing a lot of weight. And so those things were just happening without a lot of planning. But because I was losing the weight, I started to see, like, I wanted to register that. So I was putting on my calendar how much weight I was losing, right? And I was like, was 2 pounds a week, 2 pounds a week, every week. And then I was like, oh, I wonder if this week will be another 2 pounds, and kept going down like this. And then it plateaued a little bit. And out of curiosity, I started to wonder why. And then I added yoga, you know, maybe 3 times a week. And I started adding little different things, but it was just this very exciting thing. And then until eventually I did lose the whole 40 pounds. And that's where I start to understand that, oh, maybe it's not that hard to do it, right? Maybe losing weight can be easy and fun. And that was the preset of my whole coaching program that I was selling at the time, because I knew women were suffering so much and I was here enjoying life and losing all this weight. So when I sat down, and from coaching, you know, so many women, especially in weight loss, that's not my niche. And I actually do not like coaching on weight loss. Just so you know, I am a life coach and weight loss coach certified, but I do not like coaching on weight loss, because typically what comes to mind is what you can or cannot eat, how much exercise you need to do. And at the end of the day, I really do believe everyone knows what they need to do to lose weight, right? Like everyone else. And we don't know because of the mindset or the self-image, or because you don't think you're capable of doing it. That's why you don't do the things that you think would help to lose weight. So looking back, again, I didn't do this process as these are the steps that you follow and I will lose weight. But after I lost the weight, I looked back and I found 5 main points that I will share with you today that I lost the weight and how that was so easy and fun. And again, as I am saying this, you can apply the same principles with everything else that you do in life, like all of the other goals that you have, especially if it is losing weight or building a business. I know these 5 steps works. The first thing that I noticed looking back was that I can do whatever I truly decide to do. There's nothing too hard or too difficult or too impossible for you to do. If you want something, you can absolutely create. Now, there's always one little dork that would say things like, oh, so do you mean that I could play in the NBA just because I really want to? It's like, no. But if that was your dream, and if that is something you truly, truly want to, I know you could put yourself in situations where you are surrounded by people in the NBA, that you would be like working closely with some of those people, right? If you truly wanted to. So things that you truly want to, you will want to put the work in. So maybe you are a lawyer for in one of those clubs, or maybe you work as an assistant coach in some capacity, like the assistant of assistants of assistants of a coach, right? But if you're an accountant and you have nothing to do with that area, no, yeah, you probably won't, but that's because you don't really desire. You're not looking for ways to achieve that. So what I'm really saying here is that if you want to have a body with 10% body fat and very muscular, and that is your main desire, I know you can find the ways to get that, because the questions start to change a little bit in your head. It's not the questions that ends up with, oh, that's impossible, I can never do it. It's more of, how can I do that? I wonder what I need to do today to get a little bit closer to that. So my first aha with this goal was to really understand that I can absolutely do whatever I want. And then I decided to become a life coach. And I didn't want to just be a life coach. I wanted to be a life coach that actually made money. And I started positioning myself and understanding how I would put myself in situations where I would be hireable. And that's how I found my first clients. That's how I was hired by other coaches, right, to coach their clients. So whenever you decide something, there is always a way for you to get it if you're truly committed to achieving that. The next step is that it's more fun when you make it fun. It's so much better when you are going for a goal, but you are making that enjoyable. But just like I tell my little kids, who's the fun? Like, you are the fun. You make the fun. If you're making your goal so hard and so difficult to create, it will be hard and difficult. If you can loosen up the pressure, you can loosen up, right, that even that sick desire that I have to or I need to, and instead you start seeing your goal as, I get to do this because it's so cool, or I get to see what my body can do. That was a thought that kept coming to my head every time. It's like, I so wonder what would happen with my body 10 pounds lighter, right? I want to see what my body is capable of. Can I run 5K? Can I run a 10K? Can I run a marathon? I've never run a marathon before, but I wonder, could I? And I know if that is the desire, I could absolutely 100% train to get to that. So things just don't need to be that hard. And we hear society tells us that losing weight is so hard, so difficult. You know, it's just hard. It doesn't have to. You can make it easy and enjoyable and fun and get to know yourself in a whole new level. With that, what I noticed is that you create the confidence that you need to achieve whatever you want. You don't achieve those things without that confidence. But when you make it fun, when you make it enjoyable, the confidence comes with it as you are doing it. So if you're waiting to feel confident before you can actually take the actions to achieve that goal, it wouldn't work. You need to start doing it and creating the confidence as you go. The beautiful thing is that when you do it once, you know you can do it again, no matter what. My fourth step is that you do not need to follow a plan or a diet or anything other than three things. So the diet I will offer you, the three main things for all the goals you have. Again, I'm talking about losing weight, same thing on building your own business. Get in touch with your body. Getting down to with the sensations in your body, how it feels when you are doing the things you are doing, or how it feels when you want to eat something that it's not aligned with what you, the body you want to have. For me, it was the s'mores. I knew that I could not be eating s'mores every day and run the way I wanted to run or lose the weight I wanted to lose at that point. But it's okay for me to feel the need to want it and not do it. So being able to work with my body that way really helped me achieve my goals. The second thing is for you to really have a clear vision of who and how you want to be. It's not enough for you to start telling yourself that, oh, but I can't eat s'mores anymore, right? That is just a big no that you can't do anymore. What can you do instead? Create that vision of who are you being when you have that body you want and you are not eating s'mores every day. What are you doing in the evening then? Create that vision first. For me, it was just sitting down on the couch with my husband, watching TV without anything to eat. I didn't have to add any different food right there, but I need to create a vision of a woman who could absolutely sit down and watch TV without eating something, popcorn or s'mores or anything else. So create that vision. I remember having this person at the gym when I would run at the gym on the treadmill, and she was always running right by me. And she was beautiful. She was like muscular and having, you know, the body that I wanted to have. And I kept asking myself, to have that body, what is she eating in the evening? Or what is she eating for lunch? And I just created my own diet that wasn't restrictive because it was whatever I wanted. And it turned out that I really wanted to be a woman who ate salads and protein for lunch every single day. And I started eating that every day, and I really enjoyed because it was out of curiosity of what other salad can I have? What else can I put in it that would be so tasty? Right. So that was the second thing, was create that vision of who you wanted to be and how you wanted to be that person. And the third one that is very important is, you know, for this plan, it's for you to have self-love and self-respect. When you are working towards a goal by respecting yourself and loving all parts of yourself, you can achieve anything with so much more joy. It's not enough for you to hate your body and work towards losing that weight because you hate yourself so much, right? The key here is absolutely the opposite. Is how can I love myself so much that I will take the best care of my body possible? How can I respect my legs so much that I want to exercise in a way that it's fitting for my legs? That's the idea. So get in touch with your body, create a vision for your future, and every single thing you do is out of self-love and self-respect. The last thing that I noticed, that this was the time, you know, that I got out of that plateau and I really lost the last 15 pounds or so, it was when I started evaluating every single day. So I would set up a little plan in the morning. As soon as I woke up, I would write down what I wanted to eat and how much water I wanted to drink. And, you know, even to which clothes I would wear on that day or what exercises would I have, how many steps I was planning to get. I had this little planner with all, I think it was like five things, maybe like water, food, exercise, how many steps and what I would eat on that day. I think those are the five things that I had in my little planner. And every single day I would evaluate, how did I do? So in the evening, I would really sit down in my planner and write down, like, what is the weight that I have? Did I eat what I told myself I would eat? Did I drink enough water? Did I go for the run that I wanted? Or did I choose to do yoga instead? I would really write it down. And even when I didn't do what I had on my plan, I learned how to celebrate that. Because you grow so much from actually understanding why you didn't do something that you wanted to do. So it's not just enough for you to say, oh, I didn't do this, I'm bad, right? It's more of, let's understand a little bit. Why didn't I do it? From this work of evaluating your process and evaluating your results, you know where you need to steer. So maybe you do, you know, you might need to add a little bit more water in your diet, or maybe you're exercising too much and your body aches, right? And that's what needs to change. But when you're able to evaluate business or weight loss or any goal that you have, relationships, just every single day, you get down and you really see what is it that you are creating. Now you have so much more control and confidence that you will achieve this goal no matter what. Because the only way for you to not achieve it is for you to completely ignore everything else and decide not to do it. I'm not even saying that you're quitting or failing. It's a decision that you are making that now it's not the time anymore. But it's totally fine. You have the right to do it. But if you want to achieve any kind of result, those are the steps that I would suggest you to follow. So just to recap everything, you can do whatever you want. You can truly decide something and commit to it, and you will achieve it no matter what. You can make it more fun. You can make it enjoyable. Things don't have to be hard just because people are telling you that they are hard. You get to decide to make it fun. The third point is that you can create confidence and achieve what you want. The confidence has to be the driver for you to achieve the goals you want. So no more confusion, no more stuckness, right? It's that confidence that I can do it because I know my body best. I know what I need. I know what I want. The fourth thing is that you do not need to follow a specific plan or diet or things that other people are telling you what to do. You only need three things. You need to get in touch with your body. You need to have a vision of who you want to be and how you want to have the lifestyle. And you have, I don't like saying you have to, but that's self-love and self-respect. Those are the three things that will guide you. That's the plan that you have to achieve whatever you want. And then, of course, you evaluate every day, right? You really evaluate what is happening in your body without that drama. You just look, oh, this is the number on the scale today. I wonder why, right? What did I do in the past to have this number? What would I do differently, right? What I did that wasn't maybe like eating s'mores every day wasn't the smartest choice for me. Good to know. What would I do differently? Okay, so those are the five things that I learned from losing 40 pounds. Now, let me tell you what's going to happen next week. I will talk to you about what happens when I gained 30 out of those 40 back. Something happened in, you know, within 4 years or so that I gained 30 pounds back. And I want to tell you the five lessons I learned from gaining 30 pounds back and where I am right now. And I will invite you to come on a journey with me. So stay tuned for next week's podcast. I will tell you all about what happens when you gain weight without any drama. And I cannot wait to share that with you. I love you and I will see you next week. Much love. Bye.
If you enjoyed this episode, make sure to share it with your friends. Share it on social media and make sure to tag me. If you want to go even deeper, go to my website and download the free booklet with the three simple steps to get out of the rut and start enjoying your life today. See you next week.